This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. It's fish or cut bait time in the House. As we head into the last few days under the provisions of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Without an extension or renewal of the program by next Thursday, our nation's ability to surveil foreign adversaries in faraway lands expires. Needless to say, that creates a safety and security problem for all of us. For the last several weeks, both House and Senate negotiators have tried to fix the issue against a series of headwinds created by hardcore conservatives who want reforms to the program. Well, the clock is ticking. Last week, against the same headwinds, we got a one-week extension. But on Thursday, time runs out. Now, most everyone agrees we need this authority. But typical of the 119th Congress, with very thin majorities, opportunistic members use their leverage to get something for their vote, sort of a my-way-or-the-highway approach. It's a dangerous game of chicken. Frankly, while many of these holdouts have very strong constitutional beliefs, and I respect that, or perhaps they want protections from what they call the deep state, allowing 702 to lapse is unconscionable. Remember 9/11? And believe me, the bad guys around the world, well, they're watching this debate as well. I'm hopeful we can find the right solution, but it's a shame we're even flirting with expiration. Shake my head. The week wasn't lost, however, as appropriators went to work with two of the 12 appropriation bills funding the government beginning October 1st. The FY27 bills funding military construction and veterans and financial services and general government both advanced to the full House after clearing full committee. In a rare circumstance, the Milcon bill got unanimous approval. You heard me right, unanimous approval, something you don't see very often in times of terribly divided government. FSGG, it was a different story. It passed on a party line vote. There was an issue in the FSGG bill that attracted some attention. I want to talk about that. There's a petition before the FCC to restructure the lower 900 megahertz band for purposes of allowing a company to use that bandwidth to offer a terrestrial backup to current GPS technology. Sounds pretty good, huh? Who could be opposed to a backup to the system we all use now? Well, the problem is a whole lot of businesses and governments and the like use that lower band. As an example, Walmart's RFID technology, part of the secret sauce in Fortune One's supply chain, would be affected. So in an attempt to bring attention to the matter and hit the pause button on the petition, I offered an amendment that would deny funds for purposes of allowing this change to the lower 900 megahertz band. It made it in the Republican en bloc package and eventually into the bill, but not without some last-minute pressure from well-heeled and well-paid lobbyists whose job it is to deliver for their client. The issue is not settled completely, but at least we've got it on everyone's radar. I did hear from members of the Authorizing Committee, Energy and Commerce, who agreed with me on the merits, but hesitant to support my approach. If you don't think these lobbyists are powerful, well, think again. Next week, in addition to the 702 issue, leadership is working to get a farm bill passed in the House. We are currently operating on an extension of the previous bill through the end of this fiscal year. We did address some of the provisions in the Big Beautiful Bill, but passing a full five-year farm bill is the goal. Around the corner, we're working on a surface transportation bill. The current authorization runs out on the 30th of September. Probably not next week, but coming soon. The First Lady's Luncheon was Thursday in Washington. I'm grateful that Mrs. Trump gave me a nice shout-out for the funding I helped her get for her Foster Care to Independence program. Her nice comments made me smile. Before I close, there were a couple of unfortunate events this week. Among them, Representative David Scott, a Democrat out of Georgia, passed away. He had been ill, but he died this week. Condolences to the family of David Scott. He was the former chairman and ranking member of the House Ag Committee. And Navy Secretary John Phelan left his post, yes, right in the middle of a naval blockade in the Iran conflict. It was abrupt. I just met with Secretary Phelan in my office a few days ago, so this one came as a surprise. Lots of speculation as to why he left the post, but suffice it to say that in the current Pentagon sandbox, you got to play well with others. As Forrest Gump once said, that's all I got to say about that. I stayed in D.C. on Friday to attend the retirement ceremony of General Randy George, former Chief of Staff of the Army, fired recently by the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth. I didn't agree with that decision and felt it important to show my gratitude to General George, whom I considered an American hero and a dear friend. And on a sad note, word came to me this week that one of my former cadets at West Point was admitted to hospice care for a brain tumor. Jason Hunt, a BHS grad and a 2019 graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, is suffering from this illness. I spoke briefly with Jason on Thursday and later that day with his father, Paul. I was impressed that the Sec Army, Dan Driscoll, also reached out to the family. Not surprised. Secretary Driscoll is that kind of leader, a really good man. I hope you had a great week. We'll be back at it on Monday. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.